Hello and welcome. This is Wednesday. Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And that is yours truly, Michael Wolfeld, staff naturopath for Purium. And we have a good call tonight that has been completely sponsored and requested by all of you. And we're getting lots of beeps still, so I'm going to try and talk slowly enough so that we don't get, so that you can still hear me, because the beeps keep coming almost all the time, so there's not much we can do about that. And I understand we cannot mute out the beeps, which is unfortunate, but that's the game. So the topic tonight is getting the most out of a cleanse and the do's and don'ts for being on the transformation. Well, we're going to start with the start. And basically, if you're going to do a 600 low calorie cleanse detoxification, whether you're doing it just to simply clean out or you're doing it as a weight loss or a weight management program, what we're going to be talking about really makes a whole bunch of difference and will make the difference between it being successful and not successful. So hopefully you all find this helpful, and I want to remind everyone that this call and every Wednesday call is recorded and can be found on the Purium website. It usually takes a day or two before they're there, and they're all listed by date and by topic. In other words, it'll say getting the most out of a cleanse with Dr. Mike. And it'll say February 26, 2014. So that's how you would access this. And if you want to share this with somebody else, you would tell them to go to this. Or you can just simply click on the link and then email that link to somebody and they can listen to it. So it's really pretty good system. And like I said, I think it takes a day or two before Debbie gets it up there for the re-listening. So first thing we need to talk about is a mindset. If you're going to do a cleanse, you want to be receptive to the fact that you want to cooperate with your body, which means that when you are on any kind of cleanse, on any kind of fasting or low-calorie type of regime, basically, when you're consuming pre-digested food, which is really what this is, the body does not need to do a lot of work to get the products that are in the transformation into your bloodstream. They're pretty well, you know, easily to assimilate. When you consume those kind of products and you're only consuming 600 calories, it sends a message to the body. And the message is, we are taking the load off the digestive system, and by reducing the calories, we are allowing the body to go into a cleanse and detoxification mode. Now, when you do this, the body likes it. The body detoxifies every night from 10 o'clock until around 4 in the morning, every night of your life, whether you've just, you know, eaten 2,000 calories or 6,000 calories or 600 calories. It doesn't matter. Your body will detoxify every single night. This is one of the reasons why it is so important to eat lightly at night at dinner. Exactly the opposite of what most people do. Most people have a huge dinner and they'll skip breakfast and they just pack on the toxins and then pack on the weight. Because the main reason why we create fat cells is to store toxins. So, obviously, one of the best methods for losing weight permanently is to detoxify and clean out. And that's what this is about. But when you are doing such a thing, the body will send a majority of its energy to the internal organs, like the liver, like the lungs, the kidneys, the pancreas, the gallbladder, for the purpose of cleaning, cleansing and, you know, cleaning house. So, first thing we want to talk about is activity. Obviously, if we're giving the message to the body that we are cleaning out, the most important thing we want to do is be consistent with what we're doing. And so the more rest you can get, the better the detoxification will be. The more water you drink. Now, of course, we're not saying drink gallons and gallons, but you got to stay hydrated enough so that the toxins will flush out of you. And resting, I'm not saying lie in bed all day, but I'm just saying you want to take it easy. Because by taking it easy, you're not asking the body to send a bunch of energy back to the muscles. Because it would rather keep the energy inside doing the housework. So I think this is, everything I'm going to say tonight is basic common sense. But I think we are all aware of the fact that common sense just isn't that common. So that's why we're going over all these things. So basically, you want to keep your energy inside, and you want to try and lessen huge outpours of energy. So obviously, heavy-duty exercise and workouts are not the thing to do. Another thing that's not the thing to do when you're on a 600-calorie cleanse is have sex. And I actually had an email from someone that said they couldn't figure out why, you know, they thought this was weird because, you know, they were both on this cleanse and the husband could not get an erection. And she thought there was something wrong with the products. I said, no, there's nothing wrong with the products. It takes humongous, humongous amounts of energy to produce sexual fluid. And when you lose it, the body will do everything it can to reproduce that fluid as fast as it can. And even if you're a healthy 18-year-old, it can take 24 to 36 hours to replenish for a male, and it can take about half that time for a female. So obviously, that is a huge expenditure of energy. So you don't do that before a cleanse or during a cleanse, and you certainly wouldn't want to do it for a day or two after a cleanse. So these are, like I said, we're trying to help you understand the mechanism of how the body works, okay? So hopefully this makes sense. Now, obviously, another thing that you really want to try and have some control over is stress. The calmer you can be during the 10 days, the better the detoxification, the better the weight loss. Because stress creates toxins. And anytime you are creating a toxin, you are then confusing the body. If you're telling the body to detoxify and now you're creating more toxins, it doesn't quite get it. Okay? And so you can actually, by being too stressed, by being too active, you can slow up, you can stop a detox completely. And if you really go overboard, you can actually do internal damage to your body and its organs by asking the body to perform in a way that it's not equipped or nourished to do so. Now, like I said, this is pretty common sense. And this kind of thing will help you get the most out of the experience. So this is why I'm really stressing this, because I would say this topic is probably close to number one in the emails and phone calls I get. You know, I'm working out for a marathon I'm going to do 3 weeks after the cleanse is over, and I need to run 10 to 15 miles a day. Is this going to be a problem? And I say, yes, it's a big problem. So it's really important that everyone understands this. Now, one thing I should say is at this point, we have probably had, I don't know, several thousand people who have done our transformation. And more every day. We've actually become the transformation company, which is nice. because a lot of people are doing something like this who have never even attempted this kind of thing before. And then there's also the seasoned faster, the person who's done, you know, the honey and maple syrup and cayenne pepper type of, you know, the master cleanse and done juice fasting and blah, blah, blah. But I would say the majority of people who are doing our cleanse and who have done a cleanse are folks who really have never attempted anything like this. And that's what really this is designed for, because it's easy to do. It's relatively cost effective compared to some other things. I mean, you can do a juice fast and spend 3 to 4 times as much, even if you do it yourself. And you're going to be spending anywhere from 3 to 5 hours a day just making the juice. So, obviously, this is a good, easy way for people to get into a low-calorie type of cleanse. But this is why I'm taking the time to really help you understand that the more relaxed you can be, the better results you are going to get. Now, quite a few people have not, I mean, I wouldn't say lots, but enough people will contact me and say, well, you know, I work split shifts, I do construction work, you know, I do a lot of activity. Am I going to have a problem with this? Well, yes, you will have a problem with this. If you can't take a vacation and actually do something like this during time off, then the best thing is to make sure that you are meeting your nutritional needs and your calorie count so that you don't cause damage to your body. And so you add more flex foods. If someone who's a contractor who's doing heavy work and can't take time off, who still wants to try and get some benefit of a cleanse and lose some weight, it's fine to use these products, but add raw nuts. You know, add some raw cheese maybe boiled eggs, maybe some sprouted Ezekiel toast. And don't eat anything after about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And they will still get some benefits, but you cannot ask the body to do lots of hard labor or exercise and think that your body is going to perform and also to detoxify. It's impossible. It will not do it. And you can actually cause damage. So I really want to keep people from doing that. Now, I would say the next most popular topic that comes up is constipation. Now, this is a common problem that people run into anytime they cut their calorie count down significantly. Like if you're used to eating 2,000 to 3,000 calories a day and you cut down to 600, you're changing a lot of things quickly. And so this is another reason why it's a very good idea to wean yourself off of meats, coffee especially, you know, alcohol, processed foods for at least anywhere from 3 to 7 to 10 to 2 weeks before, depending on how much of this kind of stuff you have consumed. Anyone who is a coffee drinker should stop drinking coffee at least 5 to 7 days before they start the cleanse. And that will minimize the headaches you're going to have, because coffee withdrawal is not fun. You get headaches. It's one of the hardest things to quit. So do yourself a favor and do me a favor and stop your coffee at least 5 to 7 days before you start the cleanse. And one of the main things that hopefully everyone will succeed at is if you're coming off of a diet where, you know, you didn't eat so good, and you might have included some fast food and maybe even some soda, coffee, alcohol, you know, white flour, white sugar, and, you know, it's hard not to eat that kind of stuff sometimes because it's everywhere. You know, you go out to eat with people and things like that. So one of the main things that people do this for, besides the detoxification, besides the weight loss, is they really want to break addictions that they have. And it's a very good way to break an addiction. But you need to be mentally prepared to break the addiction so that after you're done, you don't slip back into it, because their habits are pernicious. They're nasty. And unless you make preparations, you will find that you're back doing exactly the thing you didn't want to do. So you've got to have a plan, and you got to really work it and stick to it so that you don't get trapped. So constipation. There are things that people can do that can definitely help with this. One thing, obviously, is to make sure you have enough water in your system. Also, you want to make sure that you have enough minerals, because if your colon gets out of balance and your bloodstream gets out of balance, that alone can constipate you. So that's why we've included the ionic elements in the cleanse. And I really prefer everyone to do the transformation with the ionic elements. It's also perfectly fine, especially for people who are experiencing cramps, muscle cramps or things like that, to even add like a pinch of Himalayan salt to shakes. That can actually be very helpful to just replenish minerals. And that can also ease constipation. Now, adding flex foods is really not an option. It's really a necessity if you're going to do the cleanse, because it really helps to have the enzyme-active fibrous produce. That's basically most of the things that you're going to be eating have less calories than it takes you to consume them. So they're actually things that will help you lose weight. So that's one thing. The flex foods can definitely help with constipation. It's crucial that you chew the flex foods very well. I personally always recommend that people chew the amino acids. Now, I know some people say they don't taste good. I like them. My wife and I like them. But, you know, that's to yourself. But the good Lord intended us to eat food, not swallow pills. And likewise, when you're doing the shake, don't gulp it. Sip it slowly and actually chew it a little bit and get some saliva. A great percent of the shake are carbohydrates, and carbohydrate digestion starts in the mouth. So, please chew a little bit, and that will also help ease constipation. Now, we do have what's called the salt water flush, and I don't recommend people doing this, you know, initially, but it's something that can be done if all else fails. And what you do is you take 2 level teaspoons of plain salt, not iodized, no iodine, and you put that in exactly 1 quart of warm water. You can add a little lemon juice, or you can add a little bit of the cherry juice for flavor. And you mix it up, and first thing in the morning, you drink that as fast as you can. That you can chug. And you get it into your system, and then you go lie on your left side, and usually within anywhere from 15 minutes to 45 minutes, you will have an urge, and you will really go. And it's a good flush. It's actually a better way to go than enemas or colonics, because the water is going in the right direction that nature intended. You know, when you do an enema or a colonic, you're actually going against the stream. You're putting water the wrong direction. And I'm not saying they're sometimes they're necessary, but this is a gentle way of flushing the colon out. Now, you have to drink it quickly, and you have to make sure that you have used salt in your diet, because if you don't have enough sodium in your diet, the body's going to pull the salt out of the water, and it won't work. So it's a good idea to make sure, you know, that you maybe even add some of the Himalayan salt to some shakes for a few days if you're going to do that. Now, another real good technique that has helped many, many people is a simple exercise. And this dates back to Ayurvedic medicine thousands of years ago. They did this in India and China. Is standing up straight with, obviously, your stomach empty. You lean over, and you rest your palms of your hands on your thighs. You take a deep breath, and you exhale completely all the air in your lungs. And then, while you're leaning over, you take your stomach, and you pull your stomach up, and you try and make it actually touch your diaphragm as far as you can. And then you push it back to the starting position, and then farther out. and you just keep going in and out slowly, and you try and do that anywhere from 2 to 10 times before you take a breath. And then you take a breath, take a couple breaths if you need to, exhale completely again, and repeat the process. Now, once you get good at this, you'll easily be able to do 10 of the exercises in and out between breaths. But when you start, you may only be able to do 3 or 4. But I'll tell you, this gets things moving fast. It's an incredible exercise, and like I said, it's been around for thousands of years. It's tried and true, and it's one of the best things. That it can actually help things like IBS and colitis and you name it. It's really, because it's massaging the entire digestive tract, so it's very helpful. And, of course, there's also some herbal teas that you can buy at health food stores, that smooth move teas they're called, and they can be helpful, although sometimes they can cause cramping. But that can be very, very helpful. Now, another, I guess, common topic that comes up is people are on medicine, or they're getting headaches and they want to know, is it okay if I take a drug? Well, first of all, let me just say that you can do anything you want while you're on this transformation. We offer a suggested schedule, and we offer a routine. And it has been discovered that if you follow that schedule and follow the routine, you're probably going to get fairly decent results. However, that said, everyone is unique, and many people have circumstances that require that they make adaptations. And so you do what you have to do. However, please understand that pain meds, pain drugs, and all drugs are very toxic. So if you're taking a drug because it's life-threatening, well, then obviously you need to take that. Like somebody who's a type 1 diabetic, they got to take their insulin. Okay? Now, I can tell you that many people with type 2 diabetes do the cleanse, and even before they are done with the 10 days, they've had to lower the amount of drug they're taking. And several of those people, in time, have gotten off of all drugs by really turning their life around and having a healthy lifestyle, you know, getting the junk, getting the stress out of their lives, and, you know, and really working hard to try and have a healthy life. So it is possible. Someone who's type 1 diabetic, you know, I'm not saying miracles can't happen, but medical science says you're basically, your pancreas isn't working, and, you know, that's just the way it is. Now, I know some people who have actually gotten their pancreas working again, but it's you know, no one understands how or why that actually happens. So, but it's really important that you keep in mind that drugs are toxic. Now, for somebody who is dealing with blood pressure issues, or they have AFib, or some type of heart condition, the question comes up, is it okay to do the cleanse? Well, it's okay, but they've got to make a few adjustments. First of all, these kind of people with these kind of drugs, they need to be eating a breakfast. And a raw breakfast is going to be best. You know, fruit and nuts is good. And it's good to have the amino acids with the fruit or with the nuts or whatever, or with the shake. You don't take the aminos by themselves. In fact, it's actually better to take the aminos with food no matter who you are. We've actually given out the wrong information on that, and the label will be changing. And so it is actually better to take the aminos with food. You don't want to take it with animal protein, but it's fine to take it with anything else. So we take it with fruit all the time. It's perfect. So, but with someone who's dealing with blood pressure issues or heart issues, it's better to eat a breakfast and then do the shakes and the aminos together, and that's fine. Now, the other issue with drugs that's very crucial is anyone who's on the antidepressants or the Prozac, the serotonin-inhibiting type drugs, or anything like that, sleep meds, it's a very good idea that you want to take the cherry juice as many hours away from the time that you take those drugs, because they can interact. So that's important. And it can really make it or break it. But other than that, you know, I really would say the best thing is try your best not to use pain medicine if at all possible. If you're getting headaches and it's coffee headaches, then, you know, it would have been better to just get rid of the coffee before you start doing it. There are people who get migraines, and a lot of people get migraines because of allergies. And hopefully this kind of program will help clean out those problems. And I know when, you know, migraine headaches are tough, and I'm not saying, you know, don't do it, but, you know, you might try homeopathic remedies. Those are a lot gentler, and they don't interfere, they don't create toxins. Go to any health food store, and, or, you know, you can even get a homeopathic, easily follow reference book that will show you different kinds of headaches. So homeopathics work great. Acupuncture and acupressure can help a lot with headaches and pain. And so these are all very good ways to avoid not using a drug. Because I just can't overestimate the fact that we as a society, we become druggies. It's amazing how many people use prescription drugs daily. And I get emails all the time with laundry lists of drugs that people are taking. And they don't even know themselves why they're taking them or what they do. Anytime a doctor tells you you need to take a drug, you ask questions and you read about that drug before you put it in your body, because it's your body, it's not the doctor's. And it's crucial that you know what you are consuming. So friends, it has been a pleasure being with you. I hope that this has been helpful. Like I said, it is recorded. Please share this with other people. We'll be doing other things like this. But this was really motivated by many, many of you who have asked these kinds of questions, and so the questions just keep coming up, you know, especially about constipation, about exercise, about sex, about stress, about drugs, and so I thought it would be a good opportunity to just cover everything in one call. So it's been wonderful being with you. I will see you folks again March the 12th, and I'll give you a report. We will be at the Natural Products Expo, Thursday, March 6th through the 9th. And so, if you email or call me, it's very likely you will not get a response until after Monday the 10th, because it's pretty chaotic there. And so, I just want to give people a heads up that my email and my phone message will both say that. So take good care, God bless, and I look forward to being with you again on March 12th. Bye for now.